It's not going to be easy for Calgary the rest of the way. Back to the point, the original point is, I think, to me, this was a successful road trip if you came off of it in a playoff spot.
You know, that's a fair point.
That's probably the best that you can hope for right now.
And they probably will have to win, you know, two of the three to be in that spot. Because if they lose two of their next three, they're probably not in a playoff spot coming back home in 6 days.
Yeah. And I'm as curious as I am about this game tonight, for whatever reason, I have a bad feeling about Boston. I just do. The Detroit game tomorrow should be really – let me throw you this one because I want to ask Elliot Friedman about it. But you're a schooled guy. You've been around. Why are we – is Mike Babcock staying in Detroit? Are we – is this the last go-round of this team is – one of the best in the East. This team is getting it done. This team is competitive. This team is all of that. It's a great coaching job. Is Mike Babcock staying in Detroit?
More and more, I think yes. Even though more and more the signs would maybe suggest no, he still doesn't have an extension.
It's not a distraction, though, is it?
He still doesn't have an extension.
It's not a distraction, though.
So I think yes, just because he is coaching a successful team and they look like they're pointed again in the right direction with Shan and Nyquist and Tatar and Howard and all of that.
I'm one of those guys that I thought, you know, Detroit's going to take a step back. If he was ever going to become a free agent,
this would be the year to do it. If he wants to reset the bar, this is the year to come in and do it.
Yeah. What's coming up on Flames warm-up, pal?
Hey, a big win over the Philadelphia Flyers on Tuesday, but are the Flames going to be able to generate more offense, and are they going to be able to keep the shots below 30? They haven't been able to do that very often of late, and why has Boston been such a tough place for them to play? All of that coming up between 4 and 5 o'clock tonight.
It's haunted.
Must be.
It's haunted.
Must be.
It's a great building. If you ever get a chance to see a game of Boston, oh, fantastic.
It's one of my top places to go.
I love Boston. Boston.
I've never been. It's one of my top places.
It's a fantastic walking city. It has got great food. The people are awesome. It is a fantastic building.
No, I'd like to go for sure.
We'll take a break. Coming up, we'll bring you some headlines. Derek Wills, the radio voice of the Calgary Flames, will join us. And the aforementioned Elliot Friedman. That'll run you right up until 4 o'clock. Flames warm-up is Calgary taking on the Boston Bruins. Here on your home of the Flames, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
You're listening to CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960.
Inside Hockey on the Flames at 5 is brought to you by Calgary Co-op. See the next away game in person. Book through Co-op Travel and earn value toward your Co-op member refund. The Big Show, brought to you by Comedy Cave. If it's comedy you crave, come to the Cave. Tickets are always $10. Comedy's so good you'll whip out your funny bone. Go to comedycave.com.
At the Home Depot's Really Big Flooring event, we've got flooring covered. So let's get a great special buy on 12 by 24 porcelain ceramic tile. Just $2.47 a square foot. And a new lower price on 10mm hickory laminate for only $1.19 a square foot. Now you can change the look of any room in your home for less. Let's do this. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While quantities last, see store or homedepot.ca for details.
Being part of a winning team is great, but this is amazing. Lanny McDonald here for the big store, Eastside Dodge. Thanks to you, we're number one again, making it 9 years in a row. Come check out the largest inventory in Southern Alberta, including the Ram 1500 for only $155 biweekly. Thank you again, Calgary. We couldn't have done it without you. Visit EastsideDodge.com or call their hotline at 273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you.
We'll give you gas. We've been waiting years to make that joke.
That's right. Encore by EPCOR, a trusted power and water company, is finally offering natural gas plans. Lock us in for a great rate for up to 5 years and opt out whenever you want.
We just couldn't keep it silent any longer.
Okay. You can even bundle power and gas and get one convenient energy bill. Find us at EncoreByEPCOR.com. Encore Energy Plans from EPCOR, providing more power to you.
On the air at 960 on the AM dial. Online at sportsnet.ca/960. Calgary's hockey station, Sportsnet 960. The Fan. The Fan. The Fan. We do the research, filter out the crap, add some opinion, and fire it up for you on the drive home. Headlines start now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 headlines brought to you by Glenmore Audi. The Spring into Audi sales event is on now, with lease and finance rates from 1.9%, plus up to $9,500 cash back on select new in-stock inventory. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
A little later on, Derek Wills, the radio voice of the Calgary Flames as well. Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night Canada and Sportsnet. But Josh joins us right now to present this afternoon's headlines.
Yes, and let's start with a little bit of news with the Calgary Flames today. We'll start with the hockey game, and then we'll get to the off-ice business side of the news that has ruffled some feathers this afternoon. I guess not even really in a bad way, but just kind of got people talking. Flames-Boston Bruins tonight, a big challenge for the Flames. Rob, this kicks off three games in four nights, and you've talked about it throughout the afternoon already. Boston, not a friendly place for the Calgary Flames in the past. In fact, they cannot seem to score a goal in this building, and they've had a few lopsided losses. A big lineup note for tonight's game. David Schlemko expected to make his debut tonight. Here's head coach Bob Hartley talking about that and talking about who he'll play with.
Schlemko's going to be matched with Rafi Diaz. So, for probably the first time of the season, we have a chance to have, like, three pairs of defensemen, like, with a lefty and a righty, which... we believe that there's a certain importance to get on the ice. So, like, it's his first game. You know, like, a skilled defenseman can move the puck, and we're looking for this. So, like, just like you, I'm anxious to see him.
Yeah, very excited to see what David Schlemko can bring to this lineup. Obviously,
very excited.
Well, I mean, I'm very excited to see what he has.
Very excited.
I am actually.
Okay.
I don't know about you. I'm excited to see.
I am realistic about it because, look, the second time he's been claimed on waivers, we're not talking about a big blockbuster deal, and I'm not diminishing the young man, but, you know, I think all of this needs to be taken with a grain of salt here. I mean, he's coming in after being claimed on waivers. Dallas was moving in a different direction. Arizona was moving in a different direction. I think long term, I would be really intrigued because of his pedigree and where he was coached in junior and where he was coached and who he was coached by in Arizona. I really think there's a future. I just think, you know, kind of dropping in and going, my God, we lost defenseman, now come in.
Yeah.
I want to know if I could be anywhere tonight. I would love to be right between Jacques Cloutier and Bob Hartley, because what I want to know is what they do and how they manage their blue line. And I'm not second guessing it or critiquing it. I because as we know, so much of what they do is off the cuff, is gut, is feel, is right in the moment. And, you know, Jacques Cloutier's got a lot of credit for working with the defenseman, TJ Brody, and all of these guys. I think he's somebody we don't spend enough time talking about, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. So what do you do tonight with the specter of having to play in Detroit tomorrow? I'm here to tell you, Josh, I think those conversations, I think those looks, I think those little shrugs, those moments between coaches of, well, okay, put them out or don't, that would be it would be something else. I just think it would be fascinating theater.
Yeah, exactly. I'm interested to see what he brings to the team. I'm interested to see if there's a guy that he could be the sixth defenseman, or if we're going to see him and Corey Potter rotate back and forth, or if the plan is to keep him as the guy and have Corey Potter remain as that seventh D-man right now for the Flames. I'm obviously, no, he's not coming in here. I'm going to play 20 minutes by any means like that.
No. I know, but is it excitement or is it interest, right?
Yeah. Probably more interested.
And I just don't, you know, it's that whole thing of then what after the game and they lose and you only play 6 minutes. Well, that didn't work. Well, hold on now. What is this?
Yeah, exactly. We know what we're getting with David Schlemko in the lineup. But for his part, one thing, and this is kind of something that interests me, is he's joining a team in the middle of a playoff push. And for him, he hasn't been a playoff player for many times in his National Hockey League career since joining the NHL. Obviously, he's a former Medicine Hat Tiger, familiar with a guy like Chris Russell as well. So he's joining a team that he's got some familiarity with players-wise on this team, and also a playoff push, something that I think excites David Schlemko.
I was lucky enough to play in the playoffs my first couple of years. Then you realize that it's not going to happen every year. So, it'd be great to have a good stretch run here, get into the playoffs. As far as being an Alberta boy, yeah, it's great. It's amazing the people that come out of the woodworks since I got picked up here a few days ago. So it's exciting.
I bet it is exciting for him, and it's a fresh start. And look, I feel a little bit like a heel here in the sense of, you know, I'll don't get too excited. This is an opportunity, and, you know, the one thing we have seen from people given opportunity by the Calgary Flames, there's no shortage of who have taken it. There is no shortage of people who haven't taken it. I just think that one game, he hopefully has adrenaline and that carries him. This is a tough spot to be dropped into. It'd be easy to sit here and go, well, it's doom and gloom and it's dark and all that. The Flames have got to find a rhythm on the blue line, whether that takes a game, two games, a week, 2 weeks. They've got to find it on the fly, and they can't afford to fall too far behind. Pat and I just talked about, you know, a question that you asked Josh on burning question, three burning questions prior to this road trip. How many points do you need? Well, I think the most important thing is to come off this road trip in a playoff spot. To do that, you're going to have to win at least two of the next three. You play in a compressed, you know, you play three and four nights, so you have a real opportunity to do something, with some other teams having more of a spread out schedule. But I, you know, as I just said, to me, it's this blue line, and how does it compensate? Where does it ebb and flow? And in the last game, it was Derek Englund and Rafa Diaz. That's really where it came down. And you know, Schlemko, been in a playoff push. The nice thing about David Schlemko is he's over 200 NHL games. Hasn't played a lot this year, but he's over 200 NHL games. He's 27 years old. There is a little familiarity with Russell. Those are all positives. But, you know, they need to find that rhythm, and they need to find it quick.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, that's the kind of intrigues me. I always interested when a guy gets a second shot at life, you know, kind of that second opportunity at join a team in a playoff push and see what he has. Who knows? And maybe it doesn't work out. Maybe he's a guy that doesn't really turn into much of anything for the Flames, but maybe he's also a guy that turns into a guy that could be an everyday player.
As I backtrack a little bit, okay, so, yeah, he was placed on waivers in Arizona. Well, that's not to say good players haven't left Arizona, right? That happens. And you never know what the situation is in Dallas. Dallas has got some good young defensemen that they've been, you know, invested in terms of drafting and those types of things, and they're probably more apt to go with them.
Yeah.
It's a fresh start and all of that. He can't be made out, shouldn't be made out. And I'm not saying you were making him out to be any type of savior. I just let him come in and find his way.
Yeah, exactly. See what happens with him in the lineup. As for the opposition tonight, they really interest me with the Bruins because they're kind of in that same boat as the Flames right now. They are desperate for points. They're hanging on to a playoff spot, but they've got some teams coming right nipping at their heels right now. So the Boston Bruins, they're kind of in that same boat, Rob.
Well, they are. And in a way, they're not unlike the Flames in the sense that, you know, since the trade deadline or just prior to the trade deadline, they said goodbye to some bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Brett Connolly got hurt.
Yeah.
So he doesn't count. He's not playing this year. They said goodbye to Craig Cunningham. He was there. You know, this is a team that I just don't think they have the same look and feel of the team that was a Stanley Cup threat, the one that won a cup and the one that went back to a Stanley Cup. They don't. And it was one game, and I'll be interested to see how they play tonight. But they just didn't seem to have that same bite, that same kind of aggressiveness that they had been known for the last couple of years. I'm really, you know, what do they bring out of the chute tonight? You know, they got as sad as this is to say, I think they got a little boost with the situation in Florida with the goaltending, but that team breathing down their neck, they got to take advantage of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll wait and see what happens tonight with the Boston Bruins, their team that they're hanging on to that playoff spot. Desperately right now for points, so it should be a good one tonight. Both these teams fighting for their playoff lives. It's a 4 o'clock pregame show with Pat Steinberg, Derek Wills, Peter Laberdius, and of course that puck drops for this one just after 5 o'clock. So that's the story, Rob, with the on-ice situation with the Calgary Flames. Now the off-ice situation got heated up. Trade deadlines passed us, so this isn't a roster move or transaction-wise.
Yep.
It has to do with the new arena and the president and CEO of the Calgary Flames Sports and Entertainment Group, Ken King, on one of our sister stations, Kiss FM, this morning. Now, the reason he was on there, this all starts, is because Shania Twain making her farewell tour, her final one, and she's skipping Calgary because of the Saddle Dome. And, of course, there is some confusion. I know in the text line today, she came in the summer during Stampede, but she didn't come with her full set and her full stage. That was just more of a one-off concert. It wasn't her tour. This is her tour, and she is skipping Calgary, going to Edmonton because of, again, the arena and the acoustics and all that stuff, same old song and dance that we've heard for years here in Calgary. So Ken King comes on, and the topic of a new arena with Mookie and Billy Joe today gets underway. A couple of interesting notes. This is the first from Ken King saying that the location of the arena, they've narrowed it down, and they know where it's going to be, and it's going to be right here in the heart of downtown.
It's going to be downtown Calgary, which is where it should be. This is, the ill-conceived buildings that have been built in suburban areas, and that's all deference to suburban areas, but That'll help the neighbors there, or the neighbors will hate you there.
Right.
But they never work. It's been proven ad nauseum. So it'll be downtown. It'll be a beautiful spot that's easy to get to and works for the city.
So immediately, I think what everybody's thinking, not 100% official, nobody knows for sure, but the one that's rumored is the west end of downtown, kind of where on the other side of 14th Street from the Greyhound, wipe everything out, put the new arena there, C-Train goes right there, everything now. So that's kind of the first thing that Ken King says there. And before we get too much into it, Ken King also saying the plans and everything will be unveiled very soon. And here's Ken King a little bit later on in that conversation.
We're within just a couple of weeks. This has been a long, long, long thought. I think the mayor said, well, show me a presentation. And as he is aware, we've had a lot of conversations with him. And I think in fairness to him, he's the first person that should see the fully fleshed plan. I can't wait to take it public. I think it's going to be fun, and it's not controversial. I think people will love what they see, and they'll like the funding mechanisms. They'll like the whole package. I really believe that.
Rob, I'm obviously all sports guy, but I have no interest in politics. I have no opinion on politics because that's not my thing, and I don't ever try to get into it. But yeah. I know you probably know a little bit more than I do, so I'll say for you, Rob, go.
Look, it's coming, and it's a long time coming, and it is going to be a debate and discussion, and it needs to be a debate and a discussion, but it needs to be informed. That's the one thing in all of this that I encourage everybody. Look, the specter of taxpayer money, I'm a taxpayer, you're a taxpayer, we all have the realities of funding civic, provincial, and federal governments. That's the reality of it, and I know everybody's going to immediately jump to the, how, and he said it in there, Ken said it in there, the funding model. We have to ask the right questions. We have to ask the right questions of the Calgary Flames. We have to ask the right questions of the province and the city and the federal government and everybody involved. And then we have to ask ourselves the right questions. What are our priorities? What are our needs? What do we want? How is this going to help us? Ken has said over and over and over again that this is going to be something that Calgary is proud of. Look, if he comes to the plate with something that everybody looks and goes, really? Then that's a fail. This is a long time in coming. They have lined up their ducks. What I am encouraged by, I suppose, is the fact that this didn't get into a public forum early on and didn't become a pissing match between us versus them, and either you're with us or against us. The Flames have done their homework. They have watched what Edmonton has done. I'll tell you this. They have visited every single new construction project, I would suggest, in the Western Hemisphere, but North America anyway. They have done all of the due diligence that one can do, the planning that they can do. They have looked at this from top to bottom, not just in terms of the construction, but the impact on the community, the impact, what's it going to do to transportation, what's it going to do to housing, how can it benefit, who needs to pay for it, what are the other trickle-down aspects of this? Because it's not just building an arena. It isn't. It's more than that. And here's the but. You said it. It's politics. It's political. And immediately they're going to be people who are just going to say, my team, I'm for it. There are going to be immediately people who say, you can't. No. I don't want to listen. No. I don't want to listen. It's a bad thing.
Yeah.
What we need is an open dialogue here. What we need is to make sure we ask the right questions. And, I hate to tell you this, bud, but you're going to get to know politics a little bit better.
I 100% to know
and
that.
And that is coming. And look, we, I think, have a very important role to play in this because it is going to have sports connotations, but it is going to be a real world business. It's going to involve politics. It's going to involve a lot of things. And this is not something that you can just, do the morning show stuff with and play funny sound effects and do parodies. It needs to be treated seriously. It needs to be taken seriously. And we need to have a very serious conversation about this. What I want as a Calgarian at the end of the day is I always want the best for my city.
Absolutely.
And if people in my city want it, then I want it. I might not be a fan of water polo, but if people in Calgary decide we need to build the world's best water polo facility, then let's do it.
If it helps the city,
What I'm also hoping is that this, like many things, You look at Windsport, and you look at, you know, COP, and there are many, many projects that benefit the community as a whole in this city that have been done in unique ways or unique partnerships. So I hope there's a Calgary way of doing this. I am buoyed by the fact that Ken King has no problem at the drop of the hat going on to Mookie and Billy Joe's show and saying, I think, you know, I know people are going to be happy. I know people are going to like it. That's good. It doesn't sound like he's hedging his bets. What worries me just slightly, you know, is that it seems like on the periphery that there's already, you know, we're already playing a little bit of a dance here that, you know, you got the president of one of the teams going out on social media and retweeting a story about, you know, concerts and everything, which is, you brought it up. And that, I think, is one of the things that people have to understand is that this goes beyond just a professional sports team. This is the community as a whole, and how is it served? You've got the other newspaper talking to the mayor, and the mayor sounds like he's hedging his bets, and I haven't been told. And as Ken King said in that clip, Mayor Nenshi needs to be the first guy to see this. You yep. need to have partners in this. This cannot be adversarial, and I know the Flames are looking to strike partnerships.
Yeah, hey, no matter what, it seems like we're getting close to the point yes. where it's going to be unveiled.
Yes.
And again, yeah, you hope it benefits everybody in the city. You hope there's something involved here where it's not just a Flames arena. This is an arena that we can get concerts. We can attract different events that could benefit the entire city and
this
bring
needs,
money in.
And I hate to say this, but I think I'm saying it about myself. That's let me come at yeah. it from that one. I'm saying this about myself. This needs to be a big boy conversation. Mm-hmm. This needs to be a mature conversation. This needs to be an adult conversation. And what we do so often is we play in the sandbox of life in professional sports. And, you know, it isn't life or death. And I'm not saying building a building is life or death, but it's serious business. And we need to treat it as such. And I said to Pat, it's a bad analogy, but it's like going to the dentist. In a way, like, yeah. you know that sweet 1 hour before you're going to, you know you're going to the dentist. The dentist is where you're going, but you're not there yet, and you're kind of, it's not dread. I just want to get to that point. Let's yeah. see it. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're getting to that point very close there, as you heard from Ken King. So, yeah, we'll leave that for now, but the new arena plans look like they're coming very, very close. And then, again, as you mentioned there, all the other fun stuff comes with the announcement and the plans, at least. Should mention the NHL games tonight that affect this Western Conference playoff race. There's three of them that'll be pretty good to keep your eye on. The Washington Capitals host the Minnesota Wild. Alexander Ovechkin, game-time decision in that one. The Vancouver Canucks, get this, they've given up 16 goals in their last three games without Ryan Miller in net. Eddie Lack gets the start, and maybe good one for the Vancouver Canucks as they take on the Arizona Coyotes, who have lost 10 straight games. The Los Angeles Kings, the Montreal Canadiens, that's the last one tonight. Montreal have not had a good trip through California so far. They've dropped two straight to San Jose and Anaheim, and have seen their lead in that Atlantic division dwindle to just 3 points over Tampa Bay. So those are the three games in the NHL tonight, Rob, as we wrap up headlines. And again, like it is every night, the fun begins with the scoreboard watching.
It does. It's never, ever dull. Josh, thank you so much for this.
No problem.
Derek Wills around the corner. We'll talk about the Calgary Flames and eagerly anticipating a conversation with Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada and Sportsnet coming up later on in the hour as well. We're live at Shanks on McLeod Trail South as the Flames get set to take on the Boston Bruins. And just a reminder, guests here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, join us down the Loop City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline, brought to you by Loop City, a change for the better, featuring Mobile One, the official motor oil of NASCAR. We'll be back with Derek next, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 headlines brought to you by Glenmore Audi. The Spring Into Audi sales event is on now, with lease and finance rates from 1.9% plus up to $9,500 cash back on select new in-stock inventory. Visit glenmoreaudi.com.
The road can be full of laughter, adventure, and rewards. With Co-op, you can enjoy the drive and get money back. Last year, co-op members were paid a total of 9 cents a liter on all fuel purchases. That's 3 cents in grocery coupons right away, plus another 6 cents in member refunds. Whether your trip is to the mountains or the movies, co-op gas bars help get you there. Enjoy the road. Enjoy the savings.
This is Elijah's Yoga Garden. Please note we've moved from the outdoors to an indoor oasis of harmony downtown. As you can tell, I'm having a hard time containing my excitement. Thank you, and have a beautiful day. Namaste.
Your business is constantly evolving. That's why Moneris offers payment solutions that are right for you today and tomorrow. Switch now and enjoy a gift worth up to $500. Call 1-800-MONERIS or visit Moneris.com for details.
Does the economy have you questioning your future? Are you looking for freedom in your job? Be your own boss and become part of the Coverall Cleaning family. Franchises are now available in Calgary. Coverall provides the necessary equipment and training to get your business up and running with continued support along the way. Janitorial services are recession resistant. Secure your future and become part of one of the most successful franchised business systems. Call 290-0866 or visit coveralofcalgary.com.
Ice, field, turf, pavement, wherever you play, Adrenaline Source for Sports is there, turning average legendary. The first ever trade deadline jersey sale is on now at Adrenaline. Check out select jerseys up to 60% off. Don't miss the deadline on this sale. Take your game to the next level at Adrenaline Source for Sports, 9309 McLeod Trail South.
We know our stuff. Hi, I'm Joseph Laskowski of the Cattle Baron Steakhouse. There is no doubt that Calgarians have a variety of choices to choose from when dining out. No matter what your preference, the recipe of success always includes great food, service, atmosphere, and value. We like that recipe, and we're good at it. At the Cattle Baron, we work hard for your AAA stamp of approval. So for that rare steak experience, drop by one of our two locations and ask about our award-winning Sterling Silver Steak Cuts. See for yourself what knowledgeable, caring service is all about. And when you do, don't forget, tell them Joe sent you.
This is what it feels like.
Make better memories with Sunwing.ca and for a limited time, save up to 50% on your winter vacation. Start your holiday with our award-winning champagne service and stay at a family, luxury, or adults collection resort. These deals won't last long, so book now at sunwing.ca.
When making the decision to buy, one must ask themselves, do you want to own a home or have the bank own you? With condos and townhomes in New Brighton starting in the low 200s, The Elements by Cedar Glen Living gives you ownership without the high cost. Equipped with quartz countertops, engineered laminate, front load washer dryer, stainless steel appliances, and more. Quality homes, uncompromising standards, affordable living. Visit The Elements by Cedar Glen Living. Show home at 1075 New Brighton Drive Southeast.
Hi, and welcome to the Drive It, Love It sales event.
Hi, I'd like to test drive this Dodge Grand Caravan.
So, what'd you think?
I love it.
You love it?
Adore it.
It loves you more.
It said that?
Yes.
During the Drive It, Love It sales event, Dodge Grand Caravan, Canada's best-selling minivan for over 31 years, starts from just $20,998. Once you drive it, you're gonna love it. See your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer for details. Alberta's number one selling automaker.
Hi, Brian Baumler here. Looking for a refresh and want to do it yourself? Well, head to Lowe's for Project DIY flooring and get Canadian natural northern birch solid hardwood flooring for only $2.99 per square foot. Plus, don't forget to check out our other great deals like save 15% on all in-stock Weiser locks. And get a Samsung stainless steel dishwasher for only $698. Check out even more flooring offers in-store and online at Lowe's.ca. Lowe's, never stop improving.
Being part of a winning team is great, but this is amazing. Lanny McDonald here for the big store, Eastside Dodge. Thanks to you, we're number one again, making it 9 years in a row. Come check out the largest inventory in Southern Alberta, including the Ram 1500 for only $155 biweekly. Thank you again, Calgary. We couldn't have done it without you. Visit EastsideDodge.com or call their hotline at 273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you.
Tuesday on City. It's an underworld of steaming and screaming, where steaks are seared and eyes are teared. There's paring knives and swearing wives, deep frying and grown men crying. And if you don't gut the competition like a fish, they'll be happy to throw you to the sharks if the head chef doesn't get you first. For those who can stand the heat, the gate has been reopened. Hell's Kitchen is back. Hell's Kitchen, 9 Tuesday on City.
This is Jen.
Hi.
She has an amazing job at one of the busiest firms in the city.
Love it.
Unfortunately, she works pretty tight deadlines. Luckily for Jen, when she's not meeting deadlines, she's meeting fun new people at the Calgary Sport and Social Club.
Whether you want to get in shape, meet some new friends, or just want to do something fun, the Calgary Sport and Social Club has the league for you. Choose from 15 different sports, including floor hockey, slow pitch, and dodgeball. Visit CalgarySportsClub.com.
Why do you play?
The
big show brought to you by Comedy Cave. If it's comedy you crave, come to the Cave. Tickets are always $10. Comedy's so good you'll whip out your funny bone. Go to comedycave.com. Flames at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber. Outstanding service, competitive pricing, professional personnel, and proud recipients of the BBB Business Ethics Award and the Consumer Choice Award from 2003 to 2014.
A little later on, Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada and Sportsnet. Then at 4 o'clock, Flames warm-up. And our next guest will be doing double duty because he'll join us, and then he'll take a small break. He'll get a tea and probably a wonderful dessert because they certainly have those in the press box in Boston. Derek Wills, radio voice of the Flames, joins us ahead of this game against the Bruins. So Schlemko does play.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, good. Next question. No, I mean, look. This is, the biggest topic around the Calgary Flames right now is their blue line, and he gets to play. And I'm interested to see what he does.
And there was a little intrigue this morning because when Bob Hartley skated his forward lines and defense pairings, the first time around, he skated the new defenseman, David Schlemko, with Corey Potter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then Corey Potter sat the second time around, and it was Rafa Diaz. The second time, so we had to ask him afterwards, and he said it will indeed be Diaz playing on the right side and Schlemko on the left of that third pairing tonight. So Rafa Diaz stays in, and Corey Potter goes out, and David Schlemko comes in and makes his Flames debut versus the Bruins tonight.
I said this to Josh just a little while ago. I want to run it by you because this is a really important set of three games and four nights, as they all are. That goes without saying. And as I said, I think that the defense right now and the utilization of the defense is a chapter in a book. They're writing it. I don't know how it ends. Nobody knows how it ends. It's going to take some twists and turns. I would love to be smack dab between Bob Hartley and Jacques Cloutier tonight and see what they do and how they do this, because it's not done. It's, you know, they don't do it willy-nilly. There's some thought to it. You also have to be prepared to play another game tomorrow night. This would be an interesting place to be, just between those guys, and listen as this game wears on. Because as we know with Hartley trusts his gut, and he's got pretty good bench management skill.
He does, and he leaves the defense to his associate coach, Jacques Cloutier. But I did ask Bob Hartley this morning, Rob. I said, in a perfect world, how many minutes would your third pairing play?
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't answer the question. He said that, you know, he's going to coach to win. And if that means he has to play his top two pairings between 25 and 30 minutes, maybe even more than 30 minutes a night, he'll do it.
Yeah.
And you can't blame him. I mean, every point means so much for the Flames right now. But with back-to-back games tonight here in Boston, tomorrow in Detroit against two very good teams and the Bruins and the Red Wings, you would think that the more minutes he can get out of that third pairing tonight, the better off he's going to be tomorrow night, wouldn't you?
Oh, I absolutely. And you know, I wonder, is that something that plays itself out early in this game? Do you get them out early to find out what you have? Do you spell them off? That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'd love to see just how he and Jacques Cloutier combine to kind of, you know, manage this component of the game. The others are important. I'm not taking anything away from them, but I would be just fascinated to watch that unfold.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's an issue.
Yep.
David Schlemko has not played a game since January 31st. So it's been 33 days since he last competed, and that was with the Stars.
Yep.
But when you take a look at his time on ice with the Coyotes this season, he was averaging 18 minutes and 6 seconds.
Yeah,
boy,
I saw
if
that.
The Flames could pick up an 18-minute defenseman, that certainly helped them try to fill the void left by their captain, Mark Giordano. Now, in 5 games with the Stars, he played 14:24.
Yep.
So his ice time was cut back there. But, you know, he's a guy who has logged quite a few minutes when he's played this season, both with the Coyotes and the Stars. So looks like a pretty good pickup for the Flames, especially given his price tag, which was free.
We didn't get to it yesterday. I'd like to kind of just talk a little bit about Dennis Wiedemann with you, because we touched on this the day before about, you know, or a couple of days ago about Dennis Wiedemann possibly being an alternate captain on this team. And, mm-hmm. You know, a lot was made about his ice time. He has been that guy. I mean, my God, he played 38 minutes in a game once. It's the captaincy that is intriguing to me, because I think we're all guilty of this in this business of casting a player in one, you know, in one die and saying that's what he is, that's what he always will be. I, I, I'd like to think that he's kind of broken the mold a little bit here. Here's a guy that, you know, was in, not the doghouse, but didn't have the trust of the coach at the beginning of the season, so much so he was a healthy scratch, to a guy now who is being counted upon to be a leader for this club. I think there's a real story there.
Yeah, people change and people evolve, Rob, and I really believe Dennis Weidman has. And maybe it's because I'm new to town, but I actually quite like the guy. I find him very engaging off the ice. He likes to joke around, and he's real. You know, so many people in professional sports aren't real. He's real. He is what he is. If you like it, great. If you don't, too bad. And I admire that about Dennis Weidman. And I didn't get to see him play on a regular basis last season. Yeah. I know he wasn't very good in the preseason, was a healthy scratch in the second game of the regular season. But I think he really has come a long way as a person and as a player. And obviously, he's meant a lot to this team on the ice this season. Bob Hartley said that he's not sure where the Flames would be without Dennis Weidman this year. And I think that's a pretty bold statement to make. And when I asked Bob about Dennis and giving him the A for an alternate captain yesterday, and we had this conversation, we talked about both Yuri Hudler and Dennis Weidman, mm-hmm. but more about Weidman than Hudler, because we all assumed that because Yuri Hudler had an A on his jersey when Curtis Glenn Cross was injured, that he'd have one again, and he does indeed. But we weren't sure who the other way would be, and it turned out to be Dennis Weidman. And Bob told me that he asked a number of people, including his associate coach Jacques Luce, his assistant coach Martin Gélinas, and the general manager Brad Tree-Living. And the one name that kept coming up was Dennis Weidman. So it wasn't just a decision that Bob Hartley made on his own. They made it as a group, and I like it. I think Weidman's a guy who they're going to really have to lean on. Played almost 30 minutes in the last game, played more than 30 minutes two games ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's been really good offensively this season. They need him to be good offensively and defensively now. And, yeah. and that top pairing, it goes from Mark Giordano and TJ Brody to Chris Russell and Dennis Weidman, in my mind.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. Let's leave that for a second. A couple other things that I wanted to ask you about. And this one, maybe it's a difficult answer, maybe it isn't. How would you describe the atmosphere slash the mood slash just the presentation, if you will, of this team on their longest road trip of the year, and a long road trip, with the playoff battles going on, with, you know, the stress of a trade deadline? Have you noticed a difference around them on practices, you know, to and from? Have they looked not tired or beaten or anything like that, but have they looked stressed at all? And because this is a lot to throw at a younger team, I think, at this time of the year, or at least it could be perceived that way.
Yeah, that's a great question, Rob. And to answer it, I think you have to break things up into three parts. Part one of the road trip being pre-Mark Giordano injury. Part two being post the captain's injury, but pre when they announced that he'd be out for the remainder of the season.
Right.
And then part three being post them making that announcement. So in the first part, I think the attitude, the mood was great. Because, you know, the team was on the road, maybe felt like they needed to get away from home for a little while to focus on the task at hand, and that's trying to pick up as many points as possible to stay in a Stanley Cup playoff spot, and, you know, fell out, got back in, a big win over the Devils. But obviously the mood changed after that game. I think they felt pretty good about how they played in the first three games of this trip, but, you know, after those first two games, they definitely felt good about having two of a possible 4 points. One win out of two, played well enough to pick up a point, maybe two against the Rangers, just couldn't get the job done. And then they come from behind to beat the Devils, pick up two important points, move back into a playoff spot. But then obviously the injury to the captain really changed the mood in the dressing room. And, you know, I even talked about going into the room after the game. And I've been in the Flames dressing room following all of their away games this season. And normally they're pretty upbeat after a win. So I thought they'd be pretty upbeat after a big win and after getting back into the playoffs. And, you know, they were down in the dumps, and you could tell something was wrong. And, you know, later we find out that Giordano's done for the season, and that explains that. But since Brad Tree-Living made the announcement that the captain is indeed done for the year, and that fell on the same day as the National Hockey League trade deadline, which is important as well, I think the group's been a little bit looser. With that said, still very focused, Rob. Mm-hmm. You can tell that there's not as much joking around as maybe there was earlier in the season. But with that said, I don't think the group's tight. I think they know that they've got a pretty tall task ahead to try to get into the playoffs without their best player, their top point producer, at least prior to 2 nights ago. Yuri Hudler's now that guy, but Mark Giordano was that guy. And they just know that, you know, it's up to them. They do control their own destiny at this point in time, and they're focused and they're loose, and I think they are exactly where they need to be right now.
The final question, it's kind of, that was the macro question. Let me ask you the micro question.
I'm sorry for the long-winded answer.
No.
I was trying to break it up into three
parts.
No,
but I think it's good on you to do that, because I can totally understand the way it was broken up just by those events. The micro, you know, I guess companion question to that is Johnny Gaudreau. It's not unusual at all for a rookie or first-year player to go home, quote and unquote. But this one's been a little bit different. This has almost been a tour for Johnny Gaudreau, and he ends up in Boston. Something tells me he's probably looking forward to Detroit tomorrow just because he won't have that kind of mass. How has he dealt with it?
Well, he was really good in the first two games of this road trip, in New York versus the Rangers and New Jersey versus the Devils. And I know it might not have really reflected on the score sheet, but I thought he was excellent in both of those hockey games. I thought he fell off a little bit against the Islanders on Long Island last Friday, and that's despite the fact that he had a lot of time on ice, the second most time on ice this season. Bob Hartley kept trying to get him going. It just didn't work. So in the last game, he actually demoted him, and I hate to use that word talking about Johnny Gaudreau, because it doesn't matter what line he's on. He can do damage on the first line, second line, third line, or fourth line. Probably could do some damage if he played defense as well. But Johnny Gaudreau played just barely over 13 minutes on Wednesday night in that game against the Flyers, 13:29, his eighth lowest time on ice this season, lowest since November 15th, Rob. And he had played 20-plus minutes in the previous three games, so I think that says a lot about how Bob Hartley feels about Johnny Gaudreau right now, who's goalless in 15 games. You know, he's chipping in with assists. He's had eight during that stretch, but, you know, he certainly isn't producing as much offensively now as he was then. And I have asked myself the same question that you just asked me. Has all of this become a bit of a distraction for him? And I think he's looking forward to tonight's game. I asked Johnny this morning after the skate. I said, how many people do you have coming tonight? He said, oh, lots. He said his entire Boston College Eagles team from last season, every guy that's in this neck of the woods is coming. The coach bought tickets for all of them. Wow. So I think he's excited to play in front of his former teammates, his former coaches, and, of course, his mom and dad. He said three of his uncles and their families will be here tonight. So there will definitely be a lot to play for, a lot of people to play for Johnny Gaudreau tonight. But I do think that he's kind of looking forward to moving on after this road trip that he has so been looking forward to this season, because I do worry that it has become a bit of a distraction for him. But you know what? He didn't have a great game against the Flyers 2 nights ago, Rob. But he made a heck of a play on the game-winning goal in overtime and helped the Flames pick up two important points. And that's why he's so special. He can have one shift that breaks a game wide open.
We will hear from you in about 18 minutes. Thanks, pal.
Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. It's all good. No, it's just these short turnarounds, right?
So, Rob, enjoy. Can I ask you a quick one before we go here?
Yes.
So the last time the Flames scored a goal in this building,
yep,
Peter and I looked it up.
Yep.
Was October 19th, 2006.
Yeah, Stefan.
The last time they won here, December 18th, 2003. Do they score? Do they win tonight?
Oh, they score and they win. I'm not there, so that'll happen. And Stefan Yell got hurt in that game, if I remember correctly, the last time they scored a goal. Enjoy, pal. That's all I can say. Enjoy. We'll talk to you soon.
I will.
All right,
have a good night.
You bet. Derek Wills, radio voice of the Calgary Flames. We'll take a break. When we come back, Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night Canada and Sportsnet. You're on your home of the Flames, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Flames at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber. Outstanding service, competitive pricing, professional personnel, and proud recipients of the BBB Business Ethics Award and the Consumer Choice Award from 2003 to 2014.
Boudreaux brings through, makes a great move, shoots, and he scores!
What a shot by Johnny Hockey!
Calgary Flames Radio.
Brody to Giordano, and he scores!
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
It's a stop in an original six city. The Boston Bruins are next up for the Flames. Pre-game goes tonight, live from Shanks at 4, play-by-play at 5.
On air every time the Flames hit the ice.
Hi, this is Mark Giordano. Catch every game all season long on Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary Flames hockey is brought to you by Country Hills Toyota Scion and Calgary Lock and Safe.
Hi, I'm Jamie McCowan. As a former defenseman for the Calgary Flames, I know what it's like to feel pressure. Now, as a realtor, my intense hockey experience and having lived in Calgary for over 32 years gives me a leading edge in the market. I have bought and sold houses in hot markets as well as markets which are trying to figure themselves out. If you have any questions about today's real estate market and are ready to make your move, put me on your team.
Jamie McCowan, defending your interests. Visit McCowanRealEstate.com.
在 Metro Ford， 我们说你的语言。
At Metro Ford，
Metro Ford， 这特阿西多迪波利波德哈。
We speak your language. When you visit Metro Ford and lease the all-new 2015 Ford F-150 for only $375 a month with only $1,800 down, it's easy to get into a Ford. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,000 on most new 2015 Ford vehicles. See MetroFord.ca for details. At Metro Ford, we speak your language. 9th Avenue downtown or MetroFord.ca.
Zumba Queen or CrossFit Champ? The New Balance store in Calgary has everything you need to succeed on your own terms. New Balance Calgary, direct from New Balance, with the latest innovations and the tried and true classics. Our specially trained staff will make sure you get the best fit and the right support for your body. Nobody knows New Balance like New Balance Calgary, at the corner of Nose Hill Drive and John Laurie Boulevard, Northwest.
Hi, I'm Peter Marr. Are you thinking about a new roof this year? Are you concerned about hail damage? Do you want to do it once and not worry about it again? Not long ago, I replaced my own roof with EuroShield's EuroLight Shake, and I no longer worry about my roof. It comes in great-looking slate and shake profiles, has the highest rating attainable against hail impact, and comes with a lifetime warranty. And you can put that in the win column.
Visit EuroShield Rubber Roofing at EuroShieldRoofing.com.
What's winning like?
Going, going, going!
Easy daily banking with great customer service and mobile access 24/7.
Takes first!
Low interest rates on loans and mortgages. And experienced wealth management and business banking advisors. Yeah, winning sure sounds good.
When you bank with Mountain View Credit Union, you're an owner too. And owners win. Yeah! Join today and get perks like profit sharing, low rates, and great customer service from owners just like you. Visit your local Mountain View Credit Union or mvcu.ca today.
Hey, hey, this is Auto Value's Car Chat. Carl.
Jimmy, I don't even know where to begin. My car needs help. Advice?
Carl, you've come to the right place. At Auto Value, we recommend checking your lights, filters, and hoses, plus changing your oil and topping up all your fluids. Auto Value has all the parts you need and advice to get the job done.
Wow, you guys are miracle workers. I've got a bit of a beer belly, too. Can you fix that?
Oh, brother. Till next time.
Stay classy, Alberta.
No one's ever called me chicken. I was born to ride. My mama says I came out wearing my boots and spurs.
Me? Caliente. Hot. Like a spicy jalapeno pepper.
I like meat. No, I love it.
I might even dream about it.
Sausage. Bacon.
I need it.
For whatever your style and whatever your taste, Humpty's is home of the original pan scrambler.Our $9.99 Pan Scrambler event is on now through March 31st.
Jared here from Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, and I also do stand-up. So, I just gave a customer $10,000 off the 2015 Sierra Crew Cab 4x4. What's the deal with that? So yesterday, I get a customer into a 2015 Crew Cab 4x4 for less than $400 a month. Am I right? Okay, so the customer looked me right in the eyes. They said, what's up? I said, straight up.I said, I'm making your first payment. I mean, come on.
Jack Carter, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick GMC, the natural choice.
Put your heat to better use with an Arctic Spa from Paradise Bay. Arctic Spa's free heat system is all about using the heat your tub creates to heat the water and not the great outdoors. Whether it's extra insulation or using the heat from the pump to warm the tub, the free heat system will save you money. Arctic Spas, built in Alberta, sold at Paradise Bay, now open in their new location on 12th Street Southeast, just two doors down from Trail Appliances. Visit GoParadiseBay.com.
The Big Show, brought to you by Comedy Cave. If it's comedy you crave, come to the cave. Tickets are always $10. Comedy's so good, you'll whip out your funny bone. Go to ComedyCave.com.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan, proud home of the Calgary Flames in the National Hockey League. We've got your way into the dome for every Flames home game. Fan Club members, use your points to enter to win great seats to Flames hockey. Enter often, it's easy and free. Sportsnet.ca/960 to become a Fan Club member. Flames tickets from Calgary Flames Radio, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 Hockey Insider Elliot Friedman is brought to you by Eastside Kia. The 2015 Sorento Clearout event is on. Get discounts up to $5,000, plus choose a no-charge one-year maintenance or remote starter. Eastside Kia, Barlow and 23rd, or eastsidekia.ca.
Have to chuckle the number of quote-unquote so-called NHL insiders who have to take a few days off because the trade deadline drained them. Our next guest doesn't take time off. Matter of fact, his last holiday came in 1982. Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Rob?
Good. Where do I find you today?
Actually, I just got home. I was in Anaheim last night, and I worked Montreal-Anaheim, and I just got home. So I'm entertaining the little one as we speak.
Well, and as you should. So I won't keep you long.
No, it's good. He's good.
He understands. Yeah.
Yes.
He might actually be doing the hits next week, so we don't know, right?
You never know. The way this is going, you never know.
I wasn't going to ask you, but you were there. Your thoughts, the Anaheim Ducks garnered a lot of attention on trade deadline and leading up as they kind of reworked their defense core, and we talked about it. I mean, I think as of last week, they had used 13 defensemen. They might use as many as 18 this year. I know it's one game, but what was the feel? What was the thought on the reworking of the back end?
It's interesting. They really like what they did, and it's pretty clear, and I didn't really realize it till I spoke to them, Rob. They think that their success was a little bit of a mirage, that they felt that Gibson and to a much greater degree Anderson were absolutely saving them, and they didn't think they were very good. They felt very strongly that they could handle themselves against the heavier teams, the Kings they felt okay with, the Blues they felt okay with. But the really good skating teams, the Blackhawks and some of the Eastern teams that saw them recently, like Tampa, they thought they were just terrible against them. They couldn't get the puck, and they had nothing they could do. So that's kind of why you saw them remake some of the things you do. Wisniewski was a little bit of a different one. They just felt they didn't have a shot from the blue line, so that's why they went out and got him. But the interesting one to me is Dupre. Like, mm-hmm. That's a deal I look at, and I think they were caught a bit by surprise. Jim Rutherford called them, I guess, the night before the deadline and said they were interested in making that move. Bob Murray apparently was going to draft Dupre in 2009. And he had the 37th pick overall, the 7th pick of the second round, and he was going to take Dupre there. And the Penguins, who just won the Stanley Cup, took him 7 picks earlier. So they've always liked him, and that's the deal I look at, and I say, wow, I'm surprised Pittsburgh would want to do that. Nothing against Lovejoy, but Dupre is younger, and I think he's just potentially a better player.
No, I don't disagree with that. What intrigues me is a little bit about the and it was a phrase that was coined around here in the Jay Feaster administration, the intellectual honesty that you're talking about with Anaheim. Do you find that that is common in the league? Do teams have the ability, even the good ones, to look inward? And I mean, every general manager tells you we want to improve, but this was pretty dramatic.
Well, especially for a team that was 2 points out of first place in the league at the time. Yeah. That's why I was kind of glad I had a chance to go out there, because I had a chance to speak to those guys a little bit and see what they thought. And a guy whose opinion I really respect is Francois Beauchemin. I think the guy's seen just about everything. He's a really smart guy, and he just said we're better. Like, you know, we're better like this. They felt that they just didn't think that they were fast enough or could handle the speed of quick teams, and they feel they're a little bit better at that now. And if you look at, you know, they're going to have 9 defensemen again, so I'm curious to see what they're going to do with all these guys once they're healthy. Mm. But you need defensemen in the playoffs, number one. And you know, number two, I just think that if you look at the trades they gave up, they really didn't give up anybody off their roster. Eric Brewer, who went to Toronto for Holzer, he wasn't going to play. Rene Bork wasn't playing. They had to get rid of that money, and the one guy they gave up in there was the prospect Carlson, who they liked, but he wasn't on the team right now. I mean, you look at them; they really didn't give up any. You didn't give up anybody you looked at and said, "All right, this is going to hurt us." Yeah. I think the interesting one is Bolesky. Bob Murray wouldn't talk about it very much, but it sounds like you know, they really came close to A, signing him, and B, not signing him and trading him on the deadline. But I think ultimately they just decided to go for it this year. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what his situation is at the end of the season.
With Elliot Freeman from Hockey Night in Canada and Sportsnet, a couple of nights ago, we saw, it was just fantastic theater in Florida. And I don't mean to in the sense of encouraging injuries or anything, but the fact that the Florida Panthers ran into the circumstance that they did. The follow to this, Elliot, I was a little surprised that the reports came out yesterday that the general managers will discuss this. I didn't know there was much to discuss. Is there... How do you view this, and is this a big story moving forward, or is it just one of those stories that blows up and we won't hear about it again?
Well, I'll tell you, Rob, I was watching the game at a restaurant bar in Anaheim with Jim Houston and Craig Simpson. And the three of us were sitting there, and we were wondering why Gerard Gallant was so mad. Like, you look at that situation, and... You're saying, I can understand why he'd be, like, exasperated or, like, rolling his eyes. Like, what else could be going on here? But he was furious. And we were all trying to figure out why he was so mad. And it was such a weird scene with Upshaw and McKenzie going back to the room and then Dale Talon being near the bench. Yep. Like, we've seen situations where injuries have happened before, but we've never really seen that. And so we were all sitting there saying, what's he so angry at? Because this is weird. And then it became that he was mad because they thought they had a plan, and that was that their assistant coach, Rob Tallis, would dress, and the referees were blocking it. And I think that's – yes, just one sec, buddy. I don't think that's really acceptable in that situation. You know, there's a pretty famous football game between the Eagles and Washington from 1990 that they called the body bag game.
Right.
And that was a game where a bunch of Redskins, including two of their quarterbacks, got injured, and a running back had to finish the game. And the NFL basically created a rule that allowed you always to have an extra quarterback handy so that wouldn't happen again. What I think the NHL should do is they should have something on the lineup sheet that says, here's our third goalie tonight if we have to use one. Because, you know, I'm watching that game, and think about it, Rob. Like, you've got the Florida Panthers 2 points out of the playoffs. They're playing a team that's lost 60 in a row on the road. You're tied at the time, and you can't get your goalie in. And that shouldn't be allowed to happen. And the thing that's amazing to me is that, you know, the NHL has spent so much time and energy trying to save the Florida Panthers, and in that moment, they may cost them a playoff berth.
Well, that's the one thing in all of this that intrigues me the most is exactly how important will that game be at the end of the year. Because for just that reason, and I have to admit, I only saw the game in passing. Of course, I tuned in when that all broke down, but I knew that Luongo was out. But I thought it was a head injury. It turns out it was a shoulder injury. I was a little worried you had a concussed player going back in.
We were kind of wondering about that too. That there was an issue there. We were wondering if for some reason they were mad at Luongo because all of a sudden you're the coach and you see your goalie there in street clothes and you're like, what are you doing? If you're standing next to me here, can you go back in? And obviously that wasn't the case.
No.
But yeah, it was such a crazy situation. But, you know, I just think in the future, you know, when you've got, especially that, the thing that was really concerning is that Montoya could have done real damage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, good on him for gutting it out and trying to help his team. But he could have done real damage. And there's got to be a better protocol where a team doesn't have to wait for league approval. They can just say, okay, here's our third goalie tonight. If we need him, this is the guy we're going to put in.
Final one for you, and a little bit out of left field perhaps, and it may not be a long conversation, but, you know, the Flames are getting set to take on the Boston Bruins in Detroit tomorrow. And here are the Detroit Red Wings just rolling along. At the beginning of the year, at times it's been a big story, have not heard much about it. Has Mike Babcock's status changed? Is there anything going on with him and the Detroit Red Wings?
Not as far as I can tell. I don't believe there's any negotiations going on. When Mike Babcock and Ken Holland say they've decided to wait until the end of the season, I believe them. You know, I think Babcock knows what his offer is from Detroit. Maybe there's another one coming, but I think he kind of knows what it's going to be there. You know, I think Babcock, there's a couple of different things going on here. Number one, that Detroit team is better than I think a lot of us expected them to be at this point in their existence, which probably changes things. But Mike Babcock has always, like, I think the coaches now look at it like we have a responsibility to raise the salary bar for ourselves as much as we can. And nobody can raise that bar higher right now than he can. And I feel that there's some of that in him. But also, like, you know, and I kind of went through this a bit last year when my job at CBC ended. I understand.